भारत जोड़ो यात्रा, राहुल गांधी स्किप्स इनॉगरेटिंग मेमोरियल ऑनरिंग वेटरन फ्रीडम फाइटर्स। राहुल गांधी, इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ हिज मच एडवर्टाइज्ड भारत जोड़ो यात्रा, डिलिबरेटली नेग्लेक्टेड हिज अपॉइंटमेंट टू इनॉगरेट द स्मृति मैंडप्स मेमोरियल्स ऑफ वेटरन फ्रीडम फाइटर्स इन द प्रेमिसेस ऑफ निम्स मेडिसिटी, अ प्राइवेट स्पेशलिटी हॉस्पिटल इन तिरुवनंतपुरम ऑन सेप्टेम्बर 11th. He did not go to the place where Congress leaders were awaiting him. Congress leaders and the relations of the two late veteran Gandhians were waiting at the venue. Kerala Pradesh Congress Committee President K. Sudhakaran, Opposition Congress led UDF Convener M. M. Hassan, DCC President Palod Ravi, V. S. Shivakumar and Sasi Tharoor MP, along with the family members of Gopinathan Nair and K. E. Mamman were waiting at the venue for Rahul. A large crowd was there too. The entire host of people had congregated there by 4 p.m. itself. It is reported that Pradesh Party President expressed his helplessness saying, "We can request the leader, what else can we do?" No doubt, it was a shame for the Congress leadership. At last, K. Sudhakaran apologized to Dr. Faisal Khan, the managing director of the hospital. He promised that they would organize the program on some other occasion in a better manner. Visuals of the apology was telecast by a Malayalam TV channel. Tharoor MP has reportedly said that these sorts of decisions alleviate the credibility. Rahul's yatra was traversing in front of the memorial. The route was arranged for facilitating the inauguration of the memorials by the VIP. The official press release regarding the Rahul yatra included the inauguration too. Rahul's action was an insult to the freedom fighters, told the family members of both freedom fighters. Wife of Gopinathan Nair was seen also weeping when she spoke to a channel. BJP said, Rahul insulted the freedom fighters. All right, thinking people believe the same. But, no one is surprised at the Congress leader's actions anymore. On May 23 this year, Rahul claimed that Bharat is not a nation. Speaking to the print columnist Shriti Kapila, he said that, India is more like a union of states like European Union and not a nation like Britain. The same leader repeated the same while addressing the students at Cambridge University. He said, Bharat is a union of states. For him, nation is a Western concept. The very same heir of Congress Parivar said, while speaking in Lok Sabha on February 3, 2022 on the motion of thanks to President's address, that Bharat was just a union of states and not is a nation. He added that, India is described in the Indian Constitution as a union of states and not a nation. One cannot rule over the people of a state in India. Different languages and cultures cannot be suppressed. It is a partnership, not a kingdom. This was his tirade against the Modi government. In his speech, Rahul Gandhi insisted that the power arrangement between the states and the center is of a negotiation, and that India did not have a single national identity. He added, the idea of India rose from an agreement or a negotiation between the provincial units. Heir apparent referred to Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra as distinct entities and asserted that union government treated these constitutional units as its kingdom. This being the situation, how can one expect such a personality to waste his precious time to inaugurate the memorials of late freedom fighters? Thank you for listening to The Organizer.